From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Nearly $4 million in upgrades are coming to the Missouri State Fairgrounds in Sedalia. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has details.
The bulk of the renovations will take place at the State Fair Coliseum and the, quote, Woman's Building, both of which are more than 100 years old. Governor Jay Nixon says the long-needed upgrades are the result of capital improvement legislation passed this year.
Simply put, the Missouri State Fair is an important and enduring tradition. As leaders of the state, we have a responsibility to leave these fairgrounds better than we found them.
The upgrades include roofing work on both buildings, gutters and masonry work at the Coliseum, and new windows and improved access for the disabled at the Woman's Building. This year's State Fair runs from August 13th through the 23rd, and work begins sometime after that. Reporting from Sedalia, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A legislative panel that said it would investigate Missouri Governor Jay Nixon's decisions involving the state's response to last year's Ferguson protests has met just twice since December. The Joint Committee on Government Accountability promised to scrutinize why Nixon didn't send in the National Guard to save burning Ferguson businesses after a grand jury decided not to charge a white, now former police officer in the shooting death of an unarmed black 18-year-old Michael Brown. Committee Chairman Senator Kurt Schaefer says it's been difficult to coordinate members' schedules because he would like everyone to be present at each meeting. Schaefer says he's aiming to hold a meeting in September. Tired of discarded cigarette butts littering St. Louis streets and sidewalks, several organizations have partnered to install 62 recycling bins scattered across the city. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Downtown St. Louis, Inc., TerraCycle, and Progressive Waste Solutions announced on Tuesday the installation of the cigarette collection receptacles in St. Louis. Each bin could hold around 800 cigarette butts, which is roughly equal to 1 pound. The Downtown St. Louis Foundation expects to receive $1 for each pound dropped in the bins. A spokeswoman with the Downtown St. Louis says Progressive Waste Solutions paid for the bins and Downtown St. Louis installed them. She says the recycled butts could be used to make plastics and the leftover tobacco could be used as a compost. A group of business associations has started a petition drive to try and force a referendum election aimed at overturning Kansas City's new minimum wage law. The Kansas City Star reports the group has until August 25th to gather about 3,400 signatures to change the measure recently approved by the city council. The measure raises Kansas City's minimum wage from $7.65 an hour to $8.50 an hour on August 24th, with annual increases to $13 per hour by 2020. The group, Missourians for Fair Wages, includes restaurant, hotel, and other business associations. Spokesman David Jackson says the group wants to slow down the city's action to make sure it doesn't hurt the local economy. Minimum wage increase proponents condemn the group's effort and said they'll fight the petition drive. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.